Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Shin Yud Ches, mitzvah 318 after our break for Chag HaShavuos. We go to 318 and we're up to another yantif, and that is Sukkos. We are up to the last section of the 63 mitzvahs in Emor. We're up to the last eight. The last eight mitzvahs have to do with the yantif of Sukkos. There are two mitzvos relating to the malacha of the first day of Sukkos. There are two mitzvos relating to the malacha on the last day of Sukkos. That's four. Then you have two carbon musaf mitzvos, the carbon musaf of every day of Sukkos, and then the carbon musaf of Shmini Atzeres. That brings us to eight. And finally, we have the mitzvah of Dalan Minim and Sukkah. So those are the eight mitzvahs. That brings us to six, and then the seventh and eighth are the Sukkah and Lulav. So those are the last eight that are on our plate that we have to do starting right now. That we finished Yom Kippur last time, and now we get to Sukkos. Says the Torah in Emor, Perachav Gimel, Pasuk Lamed Gimel, by Shishi, by Dabar Shem Moshe Limar, Dabar El Bnei Yisrael Limar. As we will see, we're going to mention it today, but maybe we'll talk about it in the coming days. Sukkos is the only yantif that has a double presentation in Parshas Emor. Every other yantif is mentioned once, and that's it. But once you realize it, the question is bolate. Sukkos is mentioned twice. Daber el bnei Yisrael lemor. B'chamisha asar yom lachodesh ha-shvi hazeh, chag ha-sukkos, shivas yimim la-shem. On the 15th day of Tishrei, you have Sukkos, 7 days. B'yam ha-rishon mikra kodesh, kol melech ha-zavod lo sasu. That's today's mitzvah. As we will see, mikra kodesh. Shivas yamim takrivu yishel la-shem. 7 days you bring the Karban Musaf. B'yam ha-shmini mikra kodesh yiyavachem. V'grafteh Isha Lashem Atzeres. He will talk all about Bezrat Hashem Shmini Atzeres. Komalech Zavod Lo Sasu. And then we have a summer pasuk. Eile Moadi Hashem Mikrei Ashetikrosa Mikrei Kodesh. These are the Moadim. Lahakrev Isha Lashem to bring the Karbanos. Olo Mincha Zevach Nusach and Varyom Yomo. Milvat Shabbos Hashem. Besides Shabbos and besides all the Nedarim and the Nedavis. And then pasuk Lamites as if we start again. Ach, b'chamisha asayom lachodesh ha-shvi, b'asmachem estuos ha-retz tachogu, eschar Hashem shevas yamim, b'yam ha-rishon shabbason, b'yam ha-shvini shabbason, we have it again, and this second time, we have it with the dal and minim. U'lakachtan lachem b'yam ha-rishon, priyetz hodr, kapos tamarim, v'chulu, and then we have a chag, osam asuk ha-chag l'ashem shevas yamim b'ashana, and then the mitzvah of sukkah, l'man yidu dor ha-seichem, kiva sukkah zoshat is b'nei Yisrael. Very unusual that we have two separate mitzvahs, two presentations of Sukkos. One where we just focus on the Karban Musaf, and the other one where we focus on the Mitzvot Hayom. As if to say, are there different Kedushas Hayoms? One Lagabi the Karbanos and one Lagabi the Mitzvot Hayom? You don't have that by Rosh Hashanah. You don't have that by the other Mitzvot of the other days, by Matzah and Maror and the other mitzvahs created. But it's very interesting that you have it by Sukkos, so we'll have to figure out, the Mefarshim that discussed this, why exactly it is split up in terms of the end of the Sedra. We will we mentioned already a couple of days ago the suggestion of the Torah Tamima, but we will get back to it. Okay, getting back though to today's mitzvah, we'll go to the first pasuk of Sukkos. First pasuk says, "Dabrel b'nei Yisrael imar b'chamisha asar yom lachodesh ha-shvi hazeh, on the 15th day chag ha-sukkos, shivas yamim la-shem, start the holiday of Sukkos, 7 days. Bayom harishon mikra kodesh. On the first day, call it Kodesh. And as we saw already, by Pesach, by Rosh Hashanah, by Yom Kippur, Mikra Kodesh always means Isser Malacha. So today is the Mitzvah Aseh, and the Hashem next time will be the Mitzvah Los Aseh. Says the Chinuch, Lishbos mi Malacha she'eino tzarech ochal nefesh, v'yom rishon shechag ha-sukkos. As a positive mitzvah, mitzvah shvisa, mitzvah aseh of shvisa, not to do any malacha that is non-ochal nefesh, shenemar b'yom harishon mikra kodesh. Ochal nefesh obviously is mutter, like all the other holidays besides Yom Kippur. But on Sukkos, it is a mitzvah aseh not to do malacha. Mishor she mitzvah hashvisa b'shabbos u'v'yom tovim kasafti b'hen kvar mashi yadati. I already quoted what the idea is, to have time to think about it, to focus on the day. V'tamecha l'kulon, and this is the same type of idea. I might add, though, there is a unique idea that only applies to Sukkos, at least according to the Bach. And that is, if you look in the tour in the beginning of Hilchos Sukkah, Tafrei Shchafei, the Chinuch here mentions that the Isra Malacha, the Shvisa, is supposed to help us focus on what the point of the day is. So the tour makes a big deal about that. The beginning of Hilchos Sukkah, Tafrei Shchafei, says the tour, Vasukos Teisra Shivas Yamin Laman Yeidu Dor Seichem, Ki Vasukos Oshat Yisbani Yisrael. You have to sit in the Sukkah for 7 days so that you know that I sat you in Sukkos. Bo Tziyosam, Tola Akasa Mitzvah Sukkah, Bitzias Mitzrayim, the mitzvah of sukkah is connected to Yetzias Mitzrayim in our text, in our psukim. V'chenabi mitzvahs. Why? L'fishu davar shara'inu beinenu, ubaznenu shamanu, bein adam yachal achishenu. We saw with our eyes and we heard it with our ears. Nobody can contradict. V'hi hamore alamitus mitzias haboreis aleh. Yetzias Mitzrayim reflects the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shu bara kol, that he created everything. Lord, so no. V'u'ashelo ha'koach v'amem shalav ha'yecholos b'yorim ha'tatonim. This is a playing on some of the Ramban at the end of Parshas Bo. Lasvem kertzono, v'imish yomer lo matase, nobody's going to tell Hashem what to do. He does whatever he wants to do. And he gave us sukkos, and now the Torah says, v'hasukos sh'omer ha'kasif, sho shivuna b'hem, heim anane kvodo, shehi kifun b'hem, l'bal yaka b'hem, shara v'shemesh. They are the anane ha'kavo that protected us from heat, from cold. V'dugma lazeh, and to be similar and parallel to those Ananei HaKavod, which is really a machlokas. In the Gemara, as we know, Sukkos Mamash or Ananei HaKavod, machlokas and Sukkah Daf Yud Aleph, says the tour, V'dugma lazet, Sivan Olaso Sukkos, K'dei Shenizkar Nifla'osav and Ara'osav, so we remember what Hashem did to us in Mitzrayim. And even though he took us out of Mitzrayim in Nisan, and we're sitting in Tishrei, because we wanted to be Nikar, that we're not just going out, because it's getting nice weather outside, but we are actually doing it l'shem mitzvah. And that's why he told us to sit in the sukkah at this time of year. Okay, wonderful. We'll better get back to this tour as well when we go talk about the mitzvah of sukkah. But what the tour says is not a problem. That the tour said it is a problem. The Bach already notes, what is the tour doing? The tour never tells us tamei mitzvos. The tour is a halachic work. The tour is in a Ramban la Torah. The tour is telling us what exactly to do. And yet here, he waxes poetic about Ananei HaKavod, and what we're supposed to remember, and why it's in Tishrei and not in Nisan. What is the tour doing? Wonderful, beautiful, but why is he doing it? So, says the Bach, well-known Bach, in the area of Hilchas Sukkah, Alken Yerli, says the Bach, the tour is telling us a halacha. Why? Because, as we know, Sukkah, the Torah itself, tells us the reason for the mitzvah. The Torah says, do this mitzvah so that you think and remember all of these ideas. Where does it say that? Loman yedu darosechem, kivasuko, shoshati, yisbenei Yisrael. Do this mitzvah so that, loman yedu darosechem, so that future generations know. The Torah itself goes out of its way to tell you, think about this kavanah when you do the mitzvah. Says the Bach is machadesh, if the Torah itself tells you to think about this mitzvah, to think about the reasons for this mitzvah, then you have to do it, and that kavana is ma'akev. And therefore, the Torah writes this whole kavana because it is ma'akev. And if somebody sits at a sukkah without having this kavana, even though in general there are shitas out there that might hold mitzvos, ein shrichos kavana, shiny sukkah. And he says it by the three l'ma'an mitzvos. L'ma'an yidu reseichem, by sukkah. L'ma'an tiyat Torah Hashem b'ficha, that's by tefillin. And l'ma'an tizkir v'atzizim, is kol mitzvosai, by tzitzis. The three mitzvos of sukkah, tzitzis, and tefillin, says the Bach, kavana is ma'akev, and we need to know what exactly we are doing and why we are doing it. Says the Bach Yirali, to ikr kavana s'rabbeinu levar, to pshara mikrahu, sha kavana b'mitzvah sukkah, he lists crazy as Mitzrayim, ki aval ein pirish ha'mikra, sha kavana b'mitzvah sukkah, man yedu, v'chulu, he says, that's not just an extra. He says, no, you have to have it, and therefore, says the Bach, this is something that is required. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says, definitely, l'chanchila, we're supposed to try to have it. Other Achronim say it's even ma'akev, b'di'eved, somebody sits in the sukkah on the first side of sukkahs without it, you know, I don't think you have to sit again, but this is the kavana that we are supposed to have on the first night of sukkahs, and this is what the chinuch is referring to. It's unique to sukkahs. The chinuch says that in general, the mitzvah of shvisa is to remind us what the day is about historically, but the Bach adds to the chinuch here that when it comes to the first night of sukkahs, it is unique, because it tells us exactly basukos, and that's why he paskins. You might think, why is he paskining Ananei HaKavod versus Sukkos Mamish? What's the difference? He's paskining because we have to have the proper kavana. Beautiful. Says the chinuch for noheges b'chol makom u'chol zman bizachar b'kavis. This mitzvah applies always to men and women. Obviously, the mitzvah of sukkah doesn't apply to men and women. That's a mitzvah that says zman grama. But the issur malacha, which is supposed to remind us of the mitzvah of sukkah, that applies to men and women equally. Over LA, and if somebody violates this, beat the lasse, violates the mitzvah saseh of mizbevato, the assay of Shabbason, when it comes to sukkahs, besides violating the lo saseh, which will be the next mitzvah. Once we're talking about yantif, There was a beautiful discussion. Okay, we're going to have a couple of thoughts in Yoni Yontif now, being that we spoke about Shvisa in general. So the next couple of mitzvahs, we'll be able to talk in general about Yontif ideas. The question is asked regarding Yontif. How do we look at the Kedusha of Yontif, especially in comparing it and contrasting it to Shabbos? We just had 2 days. We had Shabbos and Yontif, one right after another. Right, Motzoi Shabbos was Shavuos. So the question is, there are parallels between Shabbos and Yontif. There is Kavod and Oneg by both Shabbos and Yontif. The Rambam says that clearly in Hilchos Yontif, that just like there is Kavod and Oneg for Shabbos, there is Kavod and Oneg for Yontif. But the question is, there seem to be differences between them. Number one, why is there Kabbalah Shabbos and no Kabbalah Yontif? We have a wonderful Tefillah, Kabbalah Shabbos, Mizmorim of David HaMelech, and then we have Rishlomo Alkabitz's song, L'Chadodi, and yet Yontif, if it's plain Yontif, you don't have. There's no Kabbalah Yontif. Why is there only Kabbalah Shabbos, not Kabbalah Yontif? Number one. Number two, Rav Soloveitchik, one of his Yartzeit Shiurim, pointed out the halacha is in the Mishnah in Maseches Moed Katan that Yontif, as we know, breaks Avelos. Somebody sitting Shiver, Rachman al-Aslan, or Shloshim, it's broken by Yontif. Masha'enkein Shabbos. Shabbos does not break Avelos. Shabbos does not. Every Shiva, by definition, has a Shabbos in it. Why? So Tosfos in Moed Katan says, because Shabbos has Oneg, but Yontif has Simcha. Simcha cannot coexist with Avelos. The inner feeling of Simcha and the inner feeling of Avelos, they can't coexist. And that's why Yontif, the Torah, will never demand opposite feelings from you. And therefore, the Torah can't say Yontif and Avelos together. And therefore, one has to be rejected. We reject Avelos, and therefore, Yontif is what exists. Shabbos doesn't have that. Wonderful. That's Tosfos' answer. The question, though, is the next step. Why isn't there Simcha on Shabbos? Why is there only Simcha on Yontif and only Oneg on Shabbos? What's the difference? So why is there Kabbalah Shabbos and not Kabbalah Yontif? Why Avelos? And number three, there is a Hagos Maimonios. Hagos Maimonios writes in Hilchos Yontif, Perek Vav, Oschaf, that one's Yontif clothes should be even nicer than one's Shabbos clothes. And the question is, many of us have the same, but if you're going to have one more than the other, Yontif greater than Shabbos. The question is, why is that? Why should there be a difference? So the Rav, in Shirim Lezecher Abba Mari, writes, maybe the difference between Shabbos and Yontif, and Sukkot included in that, is parallel to the difference between Beis HaMikdash and Beis HaKnesses. Between a shul and the Beis HaMikdash. Yes, we know that a shul is called a Mikdash Ma'at in the Navi, and we know that there are parallels between the Kedusha of a Mikdash and the Kedusha of a shul, but there are also differences between them. Right? There is a concept of even if a shul is bechurbana, it has kedusha, just like the Beis HaMikdash. The Mishnah in Megillah on Daf Chavches uses the same pasuk that we learn that a desolate shul has kedusha. The Gemara learns that for Beis HaMikdash, Vashi Mosi es Mikdash Eichem, kedusha sarava bi shehein shomamin. The Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira quotes the same exact pasuk for kedushas harabayis bizman hazeh. So the question is, there are parallels between a shul and a mikdash, and yet there are differences. You're allowed to walk into a shul with your sneakers on. You're allowed to walk into your shul with your wallet in your pocket. Why? Beis HaMikdash you can't. Beis HaMikdash you have to leave your shoes outside. You have to take off your money belt. So what's the difference? What about Kapandaria? Right? You can't make a shul a Kapandaria. That's a parallel. So the question is, what's the difference? So the Rav said, maybe the secret is two words in Maseches Brachas, on Daf Samach Gimel. The Rav says, Ela Amarava, the Gemara says, Ki Beiso. Ma beso a kapandaria kapit inish a rekika umina lo kapit inish. In a person's house, people want neighbors taking shortcuts through their living room. But wearing shoes in your house, you wear shoes in your house. Spitting into cups was a much more common practice in those days. So also, people wouldn't be mocked for somebody to do that in their house. So that's why you could do it in a shul also. A face a knesses kapandaria hu da aser rekika umina shari. Ma she'en kein beis hamigdash, that's not ki beso. In other words, said the Rav, the difference between a Beis HaMikdash and a Beis HaKnesses is that both represent places where we meet God. The question is, who's home and who's the visitor? In a Beis HaMikdash, obviously HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the home court. And therefore we go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is why there's a higher standard of Rekika and Minhag, because we're on God's turf. Masha'en Kein, in our Beis HaKnesses, it's not our house, but it's Kaviyachol Hashem is coming to us, and if he's coming to us, so that's why we have a lower standard. If we, Lahavdil, meet the president in the Oval Office, there's a different standard than if we meet the president at our own house, in our own living room. Because, even though it's the same meeting, but still there is a difference as we can understand. Says the Rav, conceptually, maybe that's the difference between Shabbos and Yontif as well. Both represent days of extreme connection and in warm and close connection between God and his people and Am Yisrael. The difference is who's going to who, conceptually. Yontif has a lot of connections to Beis HaMikdash. There's an Aliyah L'Regel. Yontif, we go to Hashem, even if we're in our own shul, but we go to Hashem. That's why there's no Kabbalah Shabbos, because we're not being Makabah, we're not the host, we're going. And that's why our clothes have to be even nicer on the other, because we're going to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a higher standard. And that's why there's a special type of simcha on Yontif, because we're invited to God's Kodesh Kadashim. We're invited to Hashem's field, and that's something special. Mashenkin Shabbos, it's also unique. Shabbos is the highest Kedusha, Kodesh Kadashim. But in terms of who's the home court, we are the home court conceptually, and that's why there's a Kabbalah Shabbos, and that's why the clothes could be a little less, and those are related issues, the difference between Shabbos and Yontif, and this definitely relates as we have our mitzvah today to Sukkos. There's another important idea, which I wanted to mention a couple of days ago, but I didn't get to, and that has to do with Halakas Neiris on Yontif night. Halakas Neiris on Yontif night. We know, the Shulchan Aruch says, in Hilchas Halakas Neiros, Simen Reish Samach Gimel Sif Hei, the Shulchan Aruch says, Kishe Yadlik Yivarech, when a person lights candles, they say the bracha, Vashakur Shadim Mizav Zivano Havik Ner, Shal Shabbos, or Shal Yantif, a man or a woman. But, as the Shulchan Aruch says, a woman is Makabela Shabbos as she says the words, Lahavik Ner Shal Shabbos. That is why what a woman does, Bizman HaZeh, is she lights the candles, but she does not focus on looking at the candles because she wants to get a little bit of overlas yasan, as if she said the bracha beforehand. So she, right after she lights the candles, she covers her eyes, says the bracha, then opens her eyes and looks at the candles. In that way, to get a little bit of overlas yasan. It's not really overlas yasan, but you don't have a choice. Ain brera. The waving three times, that's not halachic. That's a minug, whatever symbolism there is there. But the halacha is that a woman lights, covers her eyes, and then looks at the candles. A man is not Makabel Shabbos when he lights. So if ever a man has to light, his wife is not around, he says the bracha, and then he lights the candles. Fine. That is the halacha on Shabbos. What about Yontif? So this is, if you look in the Drisha and the Prisha, the same author, on the bottom of the tour, in the Drisha's Hakdama to Yaradeya, he says, there are two mistakes that many women make that my mother always used to scream about. And I want to be Mefarsim, because I don't think the mother of the Drisha wrote a Sefer. So the Drisha himself says, I want to be Mefarsim these two issues that my mother brought up. Number one is our issue. People on Yontif, women on Yontif, light the same way they do on Shabbos. But it says the mother of the Drisha, I don't understand. On Yontif, you're allowed to light, make a fire, extend the fire. So if you're holding a candle, just say the bracha and then light it. You can have real overlasi yasan on Leil Yontif. Therefore, it says the Drisha, Hatenach ba'alakas neiros l'Shabbos. Shachar bracha asher shuv ba'alaka. Avo b'yantif t'mutter l'havik neiros b'yantif atzmo mutav shenase birchas neiros ketikuna. Lios ha'bracha over l'asiyasan. U'l'havik neiros shal yantif k'mon neiros shal Chanukah. L'berachchi l'bracha l'havik neiros b'zachar zeh. Just like Chanukah, you make the bracha and then you light the candles. So you should do that by yantif. That's the tzorach iyun of the Eim HaDrisha to the Minhag HaOlam. So that's the mother of the Drisha. If you look at the Magad Avram right here, Sifkatan Yudbeis says, no, Lo Chilku Chachamim, Lo Plug. Chachamim didn't want to make any distinctions. No, it's confusing, which it could be confusing. You have a Yontif and then a Shabbos, Chas V'Shalom, you don't want to step on Shabbos' toes. So Lo Chilku Chachamim. And he quotes two rayas, Tevila and Atilas Yadayim. Netilas Yadayim. Also, what do? We make the Netilas Yadayim, or Tefillah. Tefillah, why do we make the bracha of after we dunk? If somebody has to go to the mikvah, after they dunk, because of a ger can't make the bracha before, so he makes the bracha afterwards. So even a Jew who has to make the bracha, who can make the bracha before, makes it afterwards. Why don't you say make the bracha first? No, low plug, you don't make distinctions. Or, he says, Netilas Yadayim. Whether you need to or you don't need to, we always make the same bracha. We do it after we wash, maybe before we dry. But either way, the Magen Avraham says, those two tell me that if you're making the same, making a bracha, you say low plug and you don't have any distinctions. The No de Yehuda on Shulchan Aruch, the Dogma Meravava says, 1 minute, defending the mother of the Drisha. Don't compare Netilas Yadayim and Tefillah to our case. Why? Because in those cases, it's the same bracha. Al Natilas Yadayim, Al Atvila, it's the same bracha. That's why you can say Lo Chilku Chachamim Bekach. Masha Enki, when it comes to candles, Lahavik Nershal Shabbos, Lahavik Nershal Yontif. Different brachas. Different brachas merit, you know, different actions. After all, he says, Chanukah. He says what the mother of the Drisha herself quotes, Chanukah. We do it the other way. So Yadav should be like Chanukah. So this is a major machlokas achronim, whether to follow the mother of the Drisha or not. The post can generally say, seem to say that if a woman is worried that she's going to get confused and forget it, just hold like the Magen Avram, Lo Chilku Chachamim, and just rely on that. After all, it's okay b'diavad. But if a woman is a chachama and she could handle lighting differently between Shabbos and Yontif and not getting confused, she's confident in that. So then, lechadchila, it seems like many achronim, the Dog Amar Vava and Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Mishnah Berurah all say lechadchila, she should do this. Number one. Number two, just two other issues in Halakas Neiros. Once we're talking about Yontif, there is a mystery, and that is Shechianu. It's not in Shulchan Aruch anywhere. That's the first mystery. The Shulchan Aruch does not quote that women should say Shechianu when they light candles. That is the Minhag Olam. What's the problem with it? What would be the problem? It's not Yontif yet. They're creating Yontif, but it's Lazman Hazeh. So would anybody have an issue? So Rabbi Yaakov Emden had a big issue. The Sheilas Yavetz writes that he told his wife, that in Chelek Aleph Siman Kuf Zayim, that I don't think there's a source for this. Just wait till Kiddush. Nibiyotzi Shechianu with Kiddush. But he says, he writes in this whole tshuva, he told his wife, even if his wife didn't listen to him, he says, no, this is what my mother did and my grandmother did, and this is what I'm doing. And many achron in the Tzitz Eliezer say, Hanach Lahem, this is a beautiful minhag, it's a wonderful minhag, it's a lechad chilo, it's not even a bidyeved. Yes, it's not in Shulchan Aruch, but this is the women's first mitzvah on Yantif, it's 100% fine for them to say a Shechianu. Number two. The third issue, just to mention, this is the second mistake that the mother of the Drisha said that people make. When do they light Yantif candles? Sometimes people light Yantif candles, we don't light Yantif candles much later. On Yontif night, says the mother of the Drisha, they should light it as soon as they can, as early as possible. Meaning, if it's Yontif coming in from a weekday, it's a weekday night, so then she should light it, like before Yontif starts, to have Kavod Yontif. Right? Kavod means you light beforehand. If it's Shabbos beforehand, you can't light earlier, but as soon as you can, after Shabbos, so that you have it for the meal. Because you want Kavod Yontif with the candles, and the earlier you light it, the better it would be for Kavod Yontif. Okay, these are some of the issues related to Halakas Neiros Yontif, which has to do with all the holidays. We got to talk about it a little bit here when it came to the first mitzvah of Sukkot, but Hashem will talk about more in the coming days. We have to speak about Havdalah, the difference between Shabbos and Yontif, and other issues as well. We'll talk about Chol HaMoed in a couple of days as well. Okay, we'll stop here. We are back with the mitzvah shiur. Post Shavuos, mitzvah 318.